Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. And you can always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. Danny Parkin's going to stop by hour 20 from now. We'll do a little QB carousel featuring the Chicago Bears. Matt Langel, the head coach of the Colgate Raiders, will join us at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. His team back in the NCAA tournament, and they do have a date coming up this later on this week up against Texas. And then at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific, we will chat with the head coach of the Vermont Catamounts and, of course, John Becker, who will square off against Marquette in the first round of the NCAA tournament. But first up, producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
His dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey.
So the biggest oxymoron in sports is upon us. The legal tampering period did open up today at noon Eastern. Everyone is also obsessed, in addition to that, with their brackets. And I have a bracket right in front of me, and we'll fill that baby out and probably throw it in the trash can by the conclusion of Thursday or Friday's show. Hopefully we could get through the first weekend with some picks still alive in the Sweet 16. Last year, we just had a bunch get thrown right in the basura very early on in the NCAA tournament. But a whole lot to do today. And really, it feels like the entire sports world is on pause right now. Yes, you could have agreements or verbal agreements be made, nothing official until Wednesday, and we are all awaiting for March Madness. And I know you have the games in Dayton coming up tomorrow and Wednesday, but really for Thursday to be the first big day of the tourney. But we are in this kind of just bizarre waiting period where the drama whore in Aaron Rodgers is getting all the attention right now, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting just to hear what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. And it's weird. We're waiting in great anticipation, but I think the end result, depending on who you root for, but in terms of a national angle, I think it's going to be very anticlimactic, because I think it's clear what's happening right now. It's just annoying that this is going on and on and on. And full disclosure, I thought for sure by the end of the weekend we were going to get Rodgers news. And maybe my problem is I'm looking at this from a logical standpoint, and Aaron Rodgers never does anything that is usually by following what everyone thinks is going to happen. But it is clear as clear can be that the Jets are as desperate could be to go get Aaron Rodgers. They let Derek Carr go sign with the Saints. Even their backup option in Jimmy Garoppolo today is met an agreement with the Las Vegas Raiders and going to be their quarterback. And you're like looking around and you're waiting and you're saying, okay, it seems like it's inevitable that Aaron Rodgers is going to wind up on the Jets. The Packers don't want him anymore. And I've been saying from the start, the Packers don't want him. They want to go to Jordan Love. The question is, how much of a fight is Aaron Rodgers really going to put up? But if this doesn't go down by the end of the day, it just really doesn't make sense, because even though technically free agency hasn't started, you could legally tamper. So basically free agency has started. So if you're the Jets and you want to make future moves, or you're the Packers and you want to make future moves as well, you got to kind of know what's going down. And as we sit here 4 minutes past 6 o'clock on the East Coast, I still 99.9% believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to wind up on the Jets. But I'm just surprised that we haven't found out yet, or you haven't heard anything from either the Packers, the Jets, or Aaron Rodgers that say, okay, this is a go. Because it can't be compensation anymore. Is it contractually? Maybe that is playing a part of it. Or is there a different motive by Aaron Rodgers? I don't know if Aaron Rodgers wants to go back to Green Bay or not. I've said from the start, I think he would be open to a return. But the Packers have given you every sign that they don't want him. So unless if this is a strategic plan by Rodgers to then eventually say, I don't want to go to the Jets, and then the Packers are kind of SOL, and then kind of dare the Packers to bench him, and that would just be a public mess if he stays in Green Bay. I don't know what the end goal is here. And I may be looking too far into this. This may be just as simple as Rodgers wants the attention. Now, maybe Green Bay still doesn't want to say that it's over, but Mark Murphy pretty much said, if you read through those quotes, that it was over on Friday. And we played you that audio. So this is just really bizarre. And I shouldn't be surprised, but I kind of am surprised, because I would have thought this would have been all squared away when you go back to how long ago Rodgers and the Jets did initially meet. Then Rodgers and the Jets, right, they flew out to Rodgers in California. And earlier today, Trey Wingo, who I wouldn't say is a newsbreaker, but well-respected in this industry. And when it comes like NFL news, you know who you're going to for your information. It's Schefter, it's Pelissero, it's Ian Rappaport, it's Jay Glazer. So 9 times out of 10, when one of those four names put a tweet out there or break news, I take it with a grain of salt. But Trey Wingo put this tweet out today of hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done. History about to repeat itself between New York and Green Bay. Time is indeed a flat circle. And the only reason why I didn't poo-poo that originally is because Trey Wingo was all over the meeting with the Jets and Rodgers and the initial phone call. And also a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was, he was all over the Randall Cobb reunion in Green Bay when everyone kind of like laughed at that news because no one thought it was actually real. So Trey has to have sources that are either close to Rodgers or close to the Packers camp. And maybe if it's close to the Packers camp, they were just kind of expressing how they want this to get done. And maybe they burned Trey in this situation. But the longer and longer this goes, the more and more it doesn't make any sense. But I still think the end goal is for Aaron Rodgers to either wind up with the Jets, or this is something that I never thought I would say before this process, maybe he is considering retirement more than I was led on to believe. Because I really do believe at this point, he is not going to be starting for Green Bay next year. The Packers don't want him. He knows the Packers don't want him. And he also knows that they want to go to Jordan Love. So are you really going to try to push your way in to making this be, you go to training camp, you're still on the team, and then the team has to start you because your name's Aaron Rodgers, but they really don't want to start you? It's the perfect time for a divorce. You're not winning another Super Bowl in Green Bay if you're Aaron Rodgers. The team wants to go to the guy that they deemed to be your replacement a few years ago. And who knows if Jordan Love's going to be any good or not. So all signs should point to Rodgers getting traded to the Jets. But as we sit here and the deal isn't done, I just have to ask the question, why isn't the deal done yet? And that's the part to me where even though I logically think that Rodgers is going to wind up with the Jets, I can't really give you this great concrete answer on why the deal isn't done yet. I don't think it's the lack of compensation going back to Green Bay. Is it Rodgers maybe trying to figure out a new contract? Like, he just got a new contract last year. So I go through all these options, and really probably the best answer that I could give you is either Rodgers has cold feet about leaving Green Bay, or this is just Rodgers when you expect him to do one thing by a certain date, just because of his natural instincts. He loves to be a contrarian, and he loves the attention. He loves to be a drama whore and continue to make this story just linger and linger and linger. Until I'm proven wrong, I do believe Rodgers played his last snap in Green Bay. And I do believe the next snap Aaron Rodgers takes is for the New York Jets. But yes, It makes absolutely positively zero sense why, if that is what's going to happen, why we did not find out about it today. Maybe we find out about it in 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, tomorrow, Wednesday. But the new league year, even though it doesn't officially start until Wednesday, basically got started today with the legal tampering window opening. And if you're Rodgers and you're all about winning a Super Bowl, if you're going to a new team, wouldn't you want that new team to know without a doubt that you're coming there? So they could find a way to factor your number in? Or if you're planning on going back to Green Bay, wouldn't you hope that the Packers are going to be active in trying to bring in more pieces on either side of the ball to make this thing work? Maybe the Jets and the Packers and Rodgers, they all know something that we don't. And that's a possibility, because remember how ugly it ended with the Packers and Brett Favre, and you don't want history to repeat itself. Maybe everyone knows what's going on, and it's just like, hush, hush, we're actually not going to leak this. But I don't get why that would move past noon Eastern time today when the legal tampering window did open. So when I don't know something, or when I'm doing the humina, 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 trying to figure out what's going on, I like to bring a different voice into the conversation. So, when I usually don't have the answer to something and I'm looking for a crazy theory, is Kyrie Irving? Oh, no, sorry. Kyrie Irving's not walking in. Oh, we go to Ryan Hot Take Hickey. Hickey.
That's rude.
What?
Comparing me to Kyrie Irving?
I just compared you to a millionaire.
Well, a millionaire with questionable decision making.
And you also think the earth is flat as well.
Yeah.
That's what sources tell me. I don't know how good my sources are or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I would say get new sources on that one. Jeez.
But Hickey, what do you think's going on here?
One of two things.
What, he's going to the Colts?
Retirement? No. No. Chris Ballard will not give up a third round pick for Aaron Rodgers at this rate.
You guys will just continue to sit on
their
hands and do nothing.
He's either contemplating retirement or I think he's trying to get another team involved that's not the Jets.
But who's going to get involved? And don't tell me the Dolphins, because I know that's the one that you've keep on pushing. They just picked up the fifth-year option on Tua Tagovailoa.
And signed Mike White, so probably I would say that they're out on that. Although, you do need a backup quarterback, and it's probably not going to be Tua. But I think, now, trying to find teams interested is a little difficult. Maybe if you want to look at a team like the Falcons, if you want to call up a team like
the
Buccaneers.
Falcons aren't going to bring it. They're nowhere close to winning. I don't think they're going to bring in an older quarterback and give up draft capital.
Well, do you call the Commanders for Aaron Rodgers? I think after you meet twice and we're still sitting here without a decision, that to me says Aaron Rodgers is not like what he heard. And again, it could be just, you know what, am I debating on retiring or playing for the Jets? Or can I try to conjure up? And I do think it's a little different if you're a team and you get a call from Aaron Rodgers rather than you reaching out first. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is trying to stir up a market.
I think Rodgers is really, the more and more I think about it, is just trying to do it his way. And his way doesn't fall in line with all of our needs and
what
wants
is his
are.
Way? What does that mean? Like when he's doing it his way.
Do it in an obscure way on like Thursday, we'll get some post or something. I think this is a guy that still has a picture of his foot up on his Twitter profile picture from that press conference. He's a weird dude. He's bizarre. You know, maybe he'll go into a darkness cave one more time and then emerge out of the darkness cave and say, this is where I'm going next year. Who knows? Maybe we'll go to the XFL. Like, I have no clue what this guy's going to do.
Is it the USFL making a return, I think, in like a month? Maybe it's, is the roster set? I mean, maybe next month. That's, you know.
Tell me another spring league, why don't
he'll
you?
He'll be running out of the tunnel for the San Antonio Renegades.
I'm going to go through, outside of the Packers and the Jets, I'll go through all the other teams, the 30 other teams. You tell me if there's any way that you could see Rodgers finding a way to go there. Buffalo.
I would say no.
I just have to ask you because you're the biggest Josh Allen hater there is. Miami.
No.
The Patriots.
I could see it.
Okay.
There's a chance. Like,
so
chance. Like, we're just like, chance.
Maybe Bill says, Mac's not the guy. I'm trying to go win. People are telling me I suck without Tom Brady. Okay. The Chiefs.
Yes, there's a chance.
The Chargers.
No.
The Raiders.
No.
Not after today. The Broncos.
No.
No. The Bengals. No.
No.
The Ravens.
Well,
that means you have to bring in Rodgers and then get rid of Lamar.
Probably, realistically, no.
Okay. The Steelers. They're not moving on from Kenny.
I would say no, but we do. Listen, we all saw how Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers locked eyes when they played, was that last year, 2021?
Okay, fine. We're looking for teams. I'll give you.
Making lovey-dovey looks?
The Browns.
No.
The Jaguars.
No.
Tennessee.
Possibly.
Indy.
No.
Texans.
No.
Eagles.
No.
Cowboys.
Would you put it past Jerry Jones?
Okay. In this case, no. Yes. I would put it past them. Giants.
No.
Commanders.
Yes.
49ers.
No.
Seahawks. Well,
no. Seahawks, no.
49ers actually would be a good one.
They would be very good. Sam Darnold now. We got a logjam.
Rams.
I'm going to say no.
They can't afford it.
But they all also are looking to move off of Matthew Stafford.
But why? Then you'll have so much dead cap allocated to two players in the same position. No chance. Cardinals.
No.
Vikings. Not in division. They're not trading.
No, division.
Lions, Bears. No.
NFC North is out.
Okay. NFC South. The Panthers just traded number one pick. No. The Saints, they just brought in Derek Carr. No. The Falcons, I don't see it. And the Bucks, you want to tell me the Bucks?
Yes.
Okay. So those are five teams. The Bucks, the Commanders is what you gave me. The
Titans,
Patriots,
and Steelers.
Now, I would say maybe one of those teams moves the needle for me. And that would actually be the Commanders. But I think that's a long shot of happening. Like, we just went through all the teams outside of the Jets and the Packers, obviously. And there's no team that you feel great about. So Hickey, it's like there's three options here. He's either back in Green Bay next year, where no one wants him besides the players. Like Rasul Douglas wants him, that's clear. Aaron Jones wants him, but the GM and the coach don't want him. And the president. So he's either back in Green Bay, he's in the Jets, or he's retiring. Those are the three options. I'll still say he winds up with the Jets. You?
I mean, it's tough because I think there's no chance he's in Green Bay next year whatsoever.
So you think he's retiring?
If those are the three options, I would say retirement is, I would have that ahead of the Jets right now.
Wow.
I would still have trying to get another team first. I would go another team, retirement, Jets. 1, 2, 3.
I would think it's still the Jets 1. I would say retirement 2 and another team 3. There hasn't been a single team yet. That meeting was over a week ago. That has bit and said, okay, the Jets have a meeting. Now let's go get our meeting.
But what is he like? What are we waiting? Like, that's the thing. What are we waiting for? You've had two meetings. You've heard all you had to hear.
Because
you know the Jets plan. You said, listen, we are quoting him, not anyone else. We're quoting Aaron Rodgers himself when he said he's not going to hold the Packers hostage this offseason. What is he doing? Exact opposite of what he just said.
Shocker. Woohoo. You think that's the first time an athlete's ever said he would do one thing and does the other?
I think he knows, and I think he knows it's not going to be the Jets.
Okay.
I'll ask you this. What's the benefit of waiting?
Nothing, but anything this guy does doesn't make sense. He doesn't follow logic. You're frustrated by this.
No, I'm just frustrated. Like, it's just like, when you look at it, it's just, it doesn't make any sense as to why, again, if you want to go to the Jets, why you're taking as long as you are
100%
to make this decision. There's nothing, like, it's just waiting on you. And the longer we hear about you're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, the more I think it's not happening.
Okay. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Until I'm wrong, I will say that he's winding up with the Jets. Take a timeout. Coming back after these short messages.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Now, Hickey, we're waiting on this Aaron Rodgers news. Trey Wingo tried to break it earlier today. 4 or 5 hours later, we have nothing official. You want to know how desperate we are for maybe the Rodgers news to break? I'm going to go to a dog. And there is a very reliable, good old boy, the ghost of Leroy, the PMT dog, part of my Take Dog Insider. So take it with a grain of salt if you want, but I think that dog has given a few good treats in the past, and the dog has just barked. Per a source close to Aaron Rodgers, he has agreed to play for the New York Jets. Bark, bark, please credit Leroy. Now, that's nothing official yet. I don't know if we're going to get Schefter or we're going to get Ian Rappaport sparking a little source off like they did with Trey Wingo. But we are waiting and waiting and waiting in great anticipation for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision. And right now, and I'm a guy that loves dogs, I may be believing the dog right now.
Now, Leroy has gotten actual scoops right in the past, right?
I'm not telling you. Leroy's definitely wrong here.
My thing is this. We've heard Aaron Rodgers say multiple times, these insiders that, you know, report on Aaron Rodgers and his thinking and his doing, what does Aaron Rodgers say? They don't know bleep. They don't know. They're not in the inner circle. If you're talking to one of those guys, then you are not in the inner circle.
But it would be very Rodgers-like, who has a relationship with Barstool and has done interviews with Barstool before, to feed his news to the ghost of Leroy. It would be very Rodgers-like. Unconventional, Pelissero, no, Schefter, no, Rappaport, no, Glazer, go away, no. It would be very Rodgers-like. Oh, instead of going to McAfee, where everyone thinks I'm going to give the news to, or AJ Hawk, or John Kuhn, I'm going to release it to a account that breaks news under a dog's name, the ghost of Leroy, that has like 130,000 followers. That would be very Rodgers-like.
How would you feel if you were Pat McAfee or AJ Hawk that you got scooped by a dog?
I think they would like it.
You think they would?
McAfee and Hawk are set for life.
I'm just saying,
they,
you know, again.
The money. They don't care about breaking news.
They are the only ones that Aaron Rodgers talks to outside of his inner circle and outside of the media that he's obligated to talk to with the Packers. I'm just saying, you know, you feel like you have...
I would feel slighted. So.
I would feel slighted if
really? You would feel slighted. A guy that does an exclusive interview with you,
yes,
that gives you all these views in the world, you would feel slighted and annoyed at him. Not a chance.
That's right.
Because,
Aaron, what the bleep?
Here's the reason why. You don't think of it as like a normal person thinks of it. You think of it from a broadcasting standpoint and someone that's a traditional broadcaster. As much as I love McAfee and Hawk, they're not traditional broadcasters. They don't give a rat's ass if they get this scoop or not, because they know the first official interview Rodgers will do with this new club is going to be on that show. So there's no way that they care about if the news breaks or not.
But it is like, if we don't have it, let's just say they tweet out tomorrow or they tweet out right now, Aaron Rodgers coming to the show 1 o'clock. And by 1 o'clock tomorrow, we don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going. I bet you there'll be a whole hell of a lot more viewers watching that than if we know he's going to the Jets tonight. And it's like, okay, we'll still probably watch it to say, but why he's going to the Jets. But I think once you make that decision and once it's out there and actually verified, I think you lose a little bit of steam. And again, they'll still get big numbers. Not as big as they would have gotten if it was still a mystery by the time he comes on the show, if this was scheduled, let's say, for tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
I think you're thinking too much into this one. Rodgers linked it to the dog. That's what we're going with until we're proven otherwise. And it's actually pretty funny if that's the way that this did go down. Because you have guys whose jobs it is to get this news. And, like, we all know Pelissero, Rap Sheet, Schefter, Glazer, they all do great jobs. And I don't know why Rodgers have an issue with any one of them, but it would be funny if this is how the news actually does break. The Daniel Jones news did break from our very own Pat Boyle. I don't know how he got that news, but Boyle was on top of it before any of these other NFL insiders. And now it's either Trey Wingo or the ghost of Leroy that could be having the news on Aaron Rodgers, if it is true.
Now, speaking of Trey Wingo, does he get credit? Like, if it actually does come to fruition? That's about, what, a 7-8 hour old report at this point?
He's not wrong yet.
No, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying, like, I guess if it does break, are we crediting Leroy? Like, because it's like now it's like, okay, like a new wave. If let's say Leroy's right, we're going, okay, Leroy gets credit, the dog, or are we going with Trey Wingo gets credit?
I think you'd have to go Wingo first. But if there's now a tweet in like 5 minutes, like legit 5 minutes from Schefter or Rappaport, oh, Rodgers' deal is done, since they all already went out of their way to basically discredit Trey Wingo, I then think the momentum would shift to the ghost of Leroy.
Wow. So imagine being Trey, being right all along, and now the one that's going to be getting the most credit is the dog.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let me go to Ed in California next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Ed, what's shaking?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Ed, go ahead.
I was a receiver with Aaron Rodgers back in high school, and I believe Aaron Rodgers is not going nowhere. I think he's staying.
How old are you, Ed? Just wondering.
I'm 34.
And you were a receiver for Aaron Rodgers in high school?
Yes, sir.
How do I know if that's true or not?
At Pleasantville High School.
Okay.
In Chico, California.
What were your numbers? What was your numbers, Ed?
Not very good.
No, you couldn't even be a good receiver with Rodgers throwing you the football?
Well, he went to Cal after that, so no, we had a pretty good running back, but
all right, so what's your point here? You think Rodgers is staying with the Packers?
I do. He's not gonna fall on Rodgers and
you mean pull a Favre?
Dump $60 million.
All right, Ed. We appreciate the phone call, Ed. If you're gonna call the show, let's get the point ready. But I guess, did he tell you he played with Rodgers in high school there, Hickey?
No, he did not bring that up.
Yeah, I don't know if I could buy that.
He sounded older than...
Yes, a lot older than someone that was 34.
And if he's 34, Rodgers is 39.
Yeah, that's why I asked him a few questions.
You know, I don't know, you know, how high school works out there, but I don't think you're having a five-year gap.
Maybe, I know he didn't sound intelligent on that phone call, but maybe Ed got pushed up a few years.
Eighth grader starting on varsity with Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe he peaked when he was like in fourth or fifth grade and they said, let's move him up to the varsity. He was like their Jimmy Neutron back there in California. But geez Louise, that was a painful phone call. I think Rodgers is staying because he's not going to pull a Rodgers. What? And then said something about the money. So what can you do? So right now, what are you predicting? Rodgers where? Give me the official call after the Ghost of Leroy tweet there, Hot Take Icky. Because I know you're a big part of my Take fan, and I think that may have swayed your opinion here.
No, it did not.
Because you're stubborn.
The tricky part is I just don't have a team lined up where I feel like...
Exactly.
I will say, without knowing a team, he is on in the NFL in 2023, not on the Jets. That is my official prediction.
Oh, come on. Give me the team here.
I'll go Commanders.
You'll go with the Commanders. I will say he's on the Jets. You've been around this media business a long time. You've seen a lot of crazy stories go down. This has been a full week and a half of Rodgers to the Jets, Rodgers to the Jets, Rodgers to the Jets. It hasn't happened yet. Aaron Rodgers in 2023 will be playing for the?
New York Jets.
There you go. So it's 2-on-1 right here. Well, Galbanak against Hickey.
Oh, I like Hickey. He has his point, but I just don't see the Packers have moved on. There's not, and granted, he's a future Hall of Famer. But there's not much of a market. The spots are drying up. The Jets are desperate. It seems like a perfect marriage. They're close. They have Nathaniel Hackett.
And they won't win a Super Bowl with Rodgers.
Maybe. But they get a better chance with him, though.
Yes, that is true. Because you know what the crazy part is? If they don't get Rodgers at this point, Jimmy G to the Raiders, Mike White just went to the Dolphins, Lamar Jackson, they could maybe get back in that market, but that's complicated because you got to give him the contract and then give him a contract that the Ravens would not match, and you got to give the two first-round picks. That's the irrelevant part of that, pretty much, when you're getting a player the caliber of Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm feeling pretty good about right now?
Your prediction of him going to the Jets.
No? Well yes. But if I'm Zach Wilson, this is the first time in months I'm feeling good. Huh. I'm saying the dominoes are falling. There's one more domino there, and it's Aaron Rodgers, and maybe my pal Aaron Rodgers is going to help me out here.
I wouldn't count on that.
That would be a disaster. That would be the most Jet-like thing ever.
Well, the other part is, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to the Jets...
They better get Lamar.
Well, the only other guy...
Kirk Cousins.
Could, the only, but still, they if it's Zach Wilson, they'll need a backup. Who
that
do you go
true.
Get? Jacoby Brissett?
Maybe better than Zach Wilson, if we're being honest.
This is very true. You know what a wild card I thought about earlier for the Jets?
Wait, can I take a guess here?
Go ahead.
AFC or NFC?
NFC.
Last playing for? Yes.
The LA Rams.
Oh, is it Baker?
No. Matthew Stafford.
Oh, Stafford. I still think it's going to be too tough, though, to move that Stafford deal if you're the Rams.
But he's got something left. They want to get out from under that deal. They're rebuilding.
Yeah. And the Jets are desperate.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Thank you.
I would honestly, I would root for two things. Well, three things. Maybe four or five. No, I'll root for three things here. If, and I do think Rodgers will go there. Hickey, these are the three things I'm rooting for. Just knowing the New York media market. Baker would be a whole lot of fun. Imagine Baker in New York. Kirk Cousins, who remember when he was a free agent, he like kind of laughed at the notion of going to the Jets. They were recording him, and then he stayed or went to Minnesota. And then the other one that would, it would kind of be fun to see Zach Wilson back under center for the Jets.
Yeah, fun for who? Everyone but Jets fans.
Yeah. I do think it will be Rodgers. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will take a break. When we come on back, the Panthers have the number one overall pick, but do they know who they're drafting? We'll discuss.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. So we reacted to some of the best news that I've seen in quite some time on Friday, that Hickey's team is not going to get Bryce Young. And the Carolina Panthers, their GM Scott Fitterer said, we got to get this move done, and we got to get it done right now. And the Panthers moved up in a massive trade with the Bears. Bears fall back to 9. They get a second-round pick this year. They also do get a first-round pick next year, a second-round pick 2 years from now. And, oh, yeah, by the way, DJ Moore to link up with Justin Fields. And now the Panthers have moved in to the number one pick spot. When that did happen, it was like 10 minutes or 15 minutes after the trade. Joe Person, who covers the Panthers for The Athletic, he threw out there that he's being told it was to go get C.J. Stroud. So when that happens, Hickey, you wonder then a few days later what the conversation's going to be. And I was watching Adam Schefter, and Schefter said there's a belief that David Tepper loves Bryce Young, Frank Reich likes C.J. Stroud, and they said, we all love these quarterbacks, and we've got 48 days to make a decision and which one we will be taking. If that's the case, I think that is a horrible, and I mean a horrible thought process by the Carolina Panthers. If you're giving up that much capital to move into the number one spot, you got to know who you're taking. And I don't think, and I think we put much more into the draft process than actually we should, but I don't think in the next 40-something days that if you made this deal saying this is our preference, that anything in those 4 or 5 weeks or so should really make you change your opinion. The part of this report, though, that I would believe is that David Tepper likes to put his hand in everything. If you think about it this way, David Tepper hired Scott Fitterer and Frank Reich to run the football team. I know you own the team, and I know that you'll have say. But if the guys that you're hiring, and I don't know what Fitterer is doing, because to be fair, in the Schefter report, I wonder who he would like, they didn't say who Fitterer liked. It was just Frank Reich likes C.J. Stroud. David Tepper loves Bryce Young. If you're David Tepper, Hickey, don't you got to kind of, I don't want to say totally get out of the way because you want to be involved in the conversations, because this is the guy that's going to be running your franchise or hopefully leading your franchise as a quarterback for the next 10 years. Don't you got to trust the guys that you hired to make that right decision?
I couldn't agree more. That's the biggest thing. You see a lot of owners that get involved, and the reason why a lot of their teams stink is because they're the ones making a lot of the decisions and not allowing the backup quarterback and former head coach in Frank Reich, who I would say knows a thing or two what he's looking for, and the guy who hired his GM in Scott Fitterer, I would say he knows a thing or two what he's looking for in quarterbacks or players in general. Let them, with their
micromanager
mountains of experience and expertise, make the decision. You can give your opinion, but if your opinion is overriding the two guys who, again, are 30 times more knowledgeable than you, That's the problem.
It's a sign to someone that's a micromanager. Now, the irony is both you and I do believe that David Tepper, in this case, even though his process is wrong in how he maybe goes about doing this, I do think, though, Bryce Young is better than C.J. Stroud. And if I had the number one overall pick, I would go with Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud.
Same. Everything you see on tape, everything from a leadership, a clutch perspective, playmaking for me just screams Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. And I would not feel comfortable picking Stroud based on basically what you saw from one game, that Georgia game, and hoping he can recreate that now for the next 10 years.
And my biggest concern, I would say, about Bryce Young, and the only concern you hear people have, is his size or lack of it. Let me just remind everyone, and you just said it like 5 seconds ago, where Scott Fitterer comes from. The Seattle Seahawks. Last time I checked, I know Russell Wilson's a little bit more girthier. That's how like dumb the conversation gets, compared
thicker.
To Bryce Young.
He's a few more C's on it than Bryce Young.
But Russell Wilson never gets confused for being a giant. So if you have a guy in Scott Fitterer who knows a thing or two about a smaller quarterback, I don't think that's a reason why you don't draft him. But on the C.J. Stroud part of it, if you had to like kind of draw up a quarterback by looks, C.J. Stroud is bigger than Bryce Young, clearly. And my only concern about C.J. Stroud, and I like C.J. Stroud. I like Bryce Young more, but I do like C.J. Stroud, so I don't want to get that confused, is that for C.J. Stroud, he waited until that last game to show off his mobility and show off the way that he could extend those plays with his legs. I just want to know why that was the case. Because that Georgia game, he was awesome. And he put together two awesome years at Ohio State. But there was a lot of times last year when I was watching Ohio State where I said, I'm not blown away by C.J. Stroud. Where when anytime you turned on the Alabama game, it was the weapons around him in a weird way, other than Jahmyr Gibbs, were just down last year at Alabama. And you saw Bryce Young always keep his team in the game. And even though they had two losses, I can't look at either of those two losses and say, oh, that was on Bryce Young as the reason why they lost the games against LSU and then also Tennessee.
And if you look now after the trade at the Carolina Panthers receiving room, again, you look at what Ohio State had, and they had, in his 2-year career at Ohio State, C.J. Stroud had 4 first-round receivers that either already are in the NFL or going to be in the NFL. Yeah. You're going to have, I mean, you have no talent at receiver right now. You have Laviska Shenault as your number one wide receiver and Terrace Marshall Jr. So we know C.J. Stroud can play really well when he's thrown to these great receivers and has massive mismatches. But now when you're going to the Panthers, you are taking number one. Can you elevate guys around you? I don't know. And like you just said, we saw Bryce Young do that at Alabama this past year. We have not seen, now he's not had the chance to, granted, but we've not seen C.J. Stroud be able to do that.
Do you think they know who they want to take?
I don't, actually. And I don't think that's an issue.
Oh, I do. Because look at the team most recently that moved up in the draft and I guess did not know who they wanted to take in the San Francisco 49ers. And so far, that hasn't panned out. If you're giving up that much capital, I don't think it's, oh, let's just get into position and then we'll figure it out. Because then you may not fall in love with anyone.
Well, I'm assuming that they have done at least enough work where they look at 2 or 3 quarterbacks and say, we feel really good about taking the first round, and now it's, okay, so now what's going to separate? It's personality. It's leadership. Now you're going to have a lot more in-person meetings to be able to, differentiate the 2 or 3 guys.
But they should know who their preference is right now. Like, I understand you want to meet with these guys. You want to have conversations with these guys. But this is why the draft process gets stupid. The tape and what you've seen on the field kind of seems like at times it's a last resort, and it's whatever these 2-3 months are of conversations. That's when I think teams make bad decisions. Good scouts, good GMs, they should know who they're targeting when you're this high up in the draft, and they should know who their guy is. Now, if Tepper's trying to swoop in and give his opinion and it goes against the coach and the GM, that's just something that I can't kill Reich and Fitterer for, but I would think if we sat down Scott Fitterer and Frank Reich together and kept David Tepper out of the room, I would like to think they would be in lockstep on who they have as their preference of the number one overall pick right now.
I would say each has a preference. I mean, look, they could have differentiating preferences right now. But again, I think that's part of the pro day, part of meeting in person. I think that's what it's going to be a lot of, again, personality, leadership. Do you feel this is a guy that can be the face of your franchise? You can play well on the field, but if you can't lead, you can't handle responsibilities. Also, I think part of the judgment process as well.
Yeah, personally, I would not give up all those assets if I don't know who I'm taking. Or if I don't have a strong preference on who I'm taking right now.
Well, if you say, like, let's just say for argument's sake, they love C.J. Stroud, they love Bryce Young. And it's like, you know what? Either one we'll take right now, but we're going to control the draft. We're going to go up to number one, and then we'll figure out once we're up there. We love both. If, you know, we want to take both, now we'll figure out basically which one is perfect for us. I think it's the worst process in the world.
Yeah, I think you got to know that when you make that move, because there's just a lot at risk here. There's a lot to risk, and you got to get this decision right. Because right now, everyone says, oh, the Bears won the deal, the Bears won the deal. The way the Panthers improve their looks here is if they go hit it out of the park with this draft pick. And I don't want second guessing. I don't want to be like, I thought Kyle Shanahan was convinced into taking Trey Lance. He wanted someone else. I think it was pretty clear, especially with the Chris Sims reporting, who's best friends with Kyle Shanahan, the day when that news came out that they moved into the three slot. You got to make sure that Tepper goes with his football people and trust his football people. We'll see if they make the right decision.